Good evening. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing you today. I hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL and anything else you might have planned for the spring. Hope you guys have a really good run tonight. Good luck.
Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Saka Middle School Honor Band.
Bring down more. Mezzo piano. All the way to one. There's so many things you could do musically here in all that line. So you're shaping that bup 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 ba da dee da da. Now I want to hear all the different lines going through this. Trumpets back off is too much. Lead trumpets are really sticking out, first and second. I need to hear that second and third part. Yeah, and what it's doing is flute, clarinet, oboe parts are just getting absolutely swallowed. So ensemble-wise, we're not playing with a good balance right now. Dio. Love. More shape. Dio. And then kick the ands there. You're going to kick it. But you've got to have more crescendo. Beat three going to one. And that tubas are down here playing kind of a string bass effect, a guitarron bass type of thing is what it's got to happen there. Percussion, don't override. Come on, low brass. And it's getting covered up by all that stuff on the top. With the instrumentation you have, that should not be a problem. Now, we got to do a lot more dynamically. All the upper voices, trumpets in particular, they're not aware of what's going on around them with their parts. Again, where's your melody? Where, in that particular case right there, it was in the low brass. It's getting covered up by one and one and one. We've got to define melody, counter melody, and rhythms. See, I hear two different lines going on right now, but they're not equal. I've got to have equal lines going through. So you hear all of the different color, all the different colors within those two different lines. Yeah, all the way through. It's the same problem over and over and over. You don't hear all of the counter line and the melody line and the rhythm line. And they've got, what's the rhythm line? What's the counter line? What's the melody line? Who's got the melody where, et cetera, et cetera. And then how do you play your melody line? What's your dynamic? If it's in unison and it says forte and there's 10 of you, you might be playing mezzo piano to balance what's going on someplace else. If the flutes, clarinets, and trumpets all have the same thing, and it's marked forte. Your dynamic ensemble-wise might be a mezzo forte. It's in the same register, so you need to be aware of that. And then, okay, in the next spot, who's I hear one and a two in the horn part, and the alto part, and the low brass has one and three and one and. So I need to be able to hear those eighth notes. If you have one and three, that three is not as important as that three and going across the bar line. Again, it's prioritizing what notes you want to hear within the bar, and then prioritizing how you want to go across the bar, and making sure that you can hear all the different colors as you move through. Cannot stress how important that is. See, again, long notes have to have direction, and they need to push across bar lines. Low brass support it. See, that half note is stagnant. It's got to go someplace. Dee da dee dee. Getting a lot of wah, wah, wah in the trumpets. That means that your fingers and your air, you're accenting the beginning of the note. Bang the buttons down, and you got to push on the front of the note, not in the middle of the note with your air. Again, where's the balance? Make the notes move. I need the bottom parts there. And then tuba, bom, bom. Man, with four tubas, five tubas, that should never be a problem not hearing tuba. Okay, where are we going to breathe there? Phrasing. Oh my gosh. And that do 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 dee da dee. So you're going to melt those quarter notes into that other line, and a lot more resonance on the chord here. I need to hear those overtones all the way up. I see a nice big fat B flat major chord with a dissonance at the end. I've got to have that, a seventh, if you will, and I've got to have that sound go all the way through. That's airspeed. And it's balancing from the bottom to the top. Do you hear tuba? Do you hear trombones? Do you hear horn? Do you hear first and second trumpet? Do you hear the alto sax part? Do you hear the dissonance in the alto sax, et cetera, et cetera? As you move up through, I balance each one of these chords to get that to happen. Two, then we need to talk about pushing across the bar line. Dee-da-push, dee. And I would do at least four bar phrases, stagger your breathing. Where do I breathe? Where do I not breathe? Crescendos, all long notes have to have direction from one note into the next. If anything, you're going to slightly, very slightly, crescendo any half note, whole note, just a little bit to give a direction. A singer is not going to make it sound like a harp monitor. He or she is going to make that note move a little bit. You've got to do the same thing on your instrument. Okay? Same comment here. Ba-dee-dee-da. There's got to be direction on those long notes. Crescendo. And then push all the way to the release. You're coming off almost on beat three. You need to go all the way to the downbeat of the next bar. listen to those upper pitches. Concert D's, trumpet, those fourth partials in the trumpet are very, very flat. Your E natural and D written. That four bar phrases, man, breathing there is just killing your phrasing. And that notes are stagnant, da da da, they don't go anywhere. I've been talking about that for two tunes now. Okay, where are your priorities here? What do I want to hear where? Da da da, is that the melody? Or is it da dee da? Or da 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 da? Or da be da da da? Tone. Second clarinet more. There you go, horns. Good. Push, push, push. Move together. Come on, tubas. Where's it going? Where's it going? Push across the bar line here. Come on, lows. Okay, I would talk about balancing these unison figures. And again, that clarinet part that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. I'm losing that. Second clarinet part more. I would bring the alto tenor line up a little more. Again, listen for that chord. Oh, where's the D? See, if the trumpets would start softer and build low brass, can you build more than digga 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 up? Will be more impressive. Don't push the tempo. It says marcato. What is the definition of marcato? And again, what line do I want to hear? What line is the most important line? Again, there's three different lines going on. I've got to hear all three of those different lines. This should be legato here. I would make this legato. Dee 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 da 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 dee da 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 da. So build and it builds in and out. You arrive. Now we change the style. Da 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 da. It has to go across the bar line again. There's got to be more communication as we move through, and more build to that cadence at 161. Man, there's such a cool horn part there. And the horns are doing a nice job. They're just getting buried. Yeah, again, I think this band has got a lot of talent. And you're to be congratulated for that. Now we need to work on getting the musicality out and knowing how big you have to play within. 5 tubas, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5. 5 trombones. The horns sound great when they're not being covered up by other people. Again, it's an ensemble dynamic. I need to hear all colors within the ensemble. And right now, that's one of my biggest complaints is I'm not always hearing that. I'm hearing a ton of trumpet. I want to hear more of those other colors and those other instruments and timbres throughout the ensemble. I think if you'll do that, you're going to get a much better overall sound. Now, back to the articulations. D, 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 push across bar lines. D, da, 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 da. The faster you go, the more D syllable. Da, 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 da. No. I'm saying D all the way through. And again, I would cut dots. D, 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 D. Use that pickup note into the next bar as a driver. D, 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 D. Same thing if you're playing 1, 2, D, 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 D. Whenever you have an eighth note figure, those eighth notes have to crescendo into the next bar. D, 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 D. So you're going to shape that eighth note figure up into the half note. And if you'll do that all the way through and prioritize, okay, I need to bring this bar out here. I'm going to back off here. I'm going to do this here. Am I hearing all these other parts? You know, if you can create listening zones within your band, they'll know, okay, I can hear X, I can hear blah, blah. So that way, as you build together, you're going to build as an ensemble together. I think I already said this, but I'll say it again. Musical priorities, melody, counter melody, and rhythm. And the kids have to know what they're playing where. And if they have to write it in their music, so be it. I'm looking at some Tide stuff. So forgive me for segueing here. D, 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 D. You have an accent that's written. Cut the dot, or excuse me, tut the tie. D, 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 D. And that's going to make it rhythmically like. And then if you have a syncopated rhythm, same thing. 1, 2, 3, and, D, 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 D. Low brass has da, 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 da. Release on two, play on the and of two. D, 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 D. If you're playing a syncopated rhythm like the clarinets are at 146, slowly, 1, 2, 3, off, and two. And that will clean up. And vertically, it's going to align much better with 1, 2, and four. The 1, 2, and on the and of three has to line up on the and of three with the clarinets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So really, and don't be afraid to cut ties and put some space. Syncopated rhythms at this tempo, I always put a little d, 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 one, and one, d, 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 d. So you get a little bit of space in there, and it's going to give you a, and it's going to give you a kick on the and where it belongs, and two, it's going to give that line some more pop and some direction. I hope my comments help. Good luck.